Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, our first show in 2016, and we are so delighted to have back with us in studio the co-host of the brand new show. You have got to check it out on Thursday nights right here at YSR, Nothing But Net, with former NBA player Troy Hudson and, of course, the great Joe George. Happy New Year, Joe.
Happy New Year, Big E. How are you?
I'm doing great. I feel like I need to serenade you and say happy birthday to you, big boy.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I hope you were good. You just turned 21, right?
24. I'm not that young, Big E. Come on.
Okay, Joseph George, talk to me about New Year resolutions. Let's talk about your Chicago Bulls. And, oh, by the way, I got to rub it in a little bit. How about that game December 26th, my Dallas Mavericks? There may have been a tornado coming down through town, and the game was delayed 30 minutes, but they were able to take care of business. And I have to tell you, that surprised me a bit.
You know, it did surprise me too, because if you look at, so from after that game, the Bulls won 5 out of 6 before going into the Thursday night's Celtics game. So the Bulls have been red hot, and so the Mavericks are the only team that's taken them down so far. Basically, since Jimmy Butler called out Fred Hoiberg saying he's not coaching us hard enough, it's been a new Bulls team. Jimmy's playing so much differently. Derek missed a couple games, but you know, he came back and he's looking pretty well, and he's driving to the paint with that reckless abandon that we haven't seen in a couple of years. So I've been really excited about this Bulls team, and the Mavs did get a good win on them, but you know, I've been really happy with what they're doing without Joakim Noah. Mike Dunleavy's still not playing. They're a very good basketball team, and they should get significantly better as the season goes on.
Okay, I want to talk about Jimmy B here momentarily, but first and foremost, let's slate it. I mean, what is the number one priority and that New Year resolution continuing to move forward? I mean, you're talking about they're playing very well right now.
I think the biggest thing for the Bulls going forward is to really find out with Paul Gasol what he wants to do after the season. I think that's important to handle now.
Why?
There's rumors that he wants to opt out of his contract because of the way he's being used in the offense, similar to the way he was in L.A. So if Gasol really wants to leave, they need to be proactive and trade him now and get something in return. I think that's really important for this franchise going forward. Same with Joakim Noah. If he's not a long-term solution, if they're not going to re-sign him, I think they should trade him now before the deadline going forward. So I think that's like the biggest thing for the Bulls in 2016 is to make sure that when next season rolls around, they have the pieces that they need and they're not just losing everybody in free agency. I think that would be really a bad look for the Bulls.
Okay, so what is Pau Gasol's expectation? I mean, how many touches does he want out of the offense?
He scores like 20 points a game. So I don't know. It's just the style that Fred Hoiberg uses in the offense that they run. He doesn't like it, apparently. I mean, he hasn't said this publicly that he doesn't like his role in the offense. It's all, you know, inside sources and things like that coming out of Chicago. So I don't really know what he wants differently out of this team, because he seems like he has a really good role, but maybe he wants to go somewhere else and play his brand of basketball, which apparently is different than what he's doing now. I honestly, I don't understand it. I don't know what's different between Gasol this year and Gasol last year, because his numbers are better this season. He's playing more effectively.
What kind of contributor is he defensively, though, Joe?
He's not. I mean, he's not, and that's part of the issue with the Bulls this year is that you have Joakim Noah and Taj Gibson. When healthy, they're defenders, and they provide zero to no offense. I mean, just they provide nothing for you on the offensive end. But you have Nikola Mirotic and Pau Gasol. They provide you very little defensively, but they provide so much on offense. So it's like the Bulls have this like weird balance right now of their lineup, and they need to kind of figure out what that's going to be going forward. But yeah, Gasol doesn't really do much defensively. He would really benefit from being with a team that has a powerhouse center that can really, you know, control the paint himself, and just Gasol can just kind of bounce off him defensively.
Okay, YSR producer, co-host of Nothing But Net with former NBA player Troy Hudson, Joe George is back with us in studio. We enjoy our conversations each and every week in our very first show in our brand new year, 2016. And you talk about making contributions. Jimmy B, talk to me about Jimmy Butler. We've highlighted him many times on the show. He lights it up, 40 points in the second half. I mean, very MJ-like. Did we think and know that he was going to be capable of posting these kind of numbers in such a short period of time?
Here's the thing with Jimmy Butler for me. He's playing fantastic basketball this year. I think Derek said it best the other night after the game. He's playing the best basketball of his career, and it's just a pleasure to watch. But he may have scored 40 points in the second half. He scored 42 points in that game, which means in the first half, he only scored 2 points. That's my thing with Jimmy, is I don't see a consistent like a game out of him throughout. He has these really hot stretches where he puts up 10, 12 in a row. He dominates the game like Durant and LeBron and Jordan did. He has that capability. but he doesn't, you know, consistently contribute on offense throughout the whole, you know, 48 minutes. And I think that's something I would like to see more of Jimmy. But he's playing fantastic. He's, without a doubt, he's the third best shooting guard in the NBA right now. The only two shooting guards I'd put in front of him are Klay Thompson and James Harden.
Is it fair to make the comparison of him with MJ posting those kind of numbers? I mean, MJ, let's be honest, I mean, he wasn't a great, phenomenal three-point shooter. I mean, around 32%.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair to the fact that Jimmy's never going to be that good of a basketball player. Jimmy is not, I don't think he's even the superstar you win a championship with. I think he's the number two that helps propel. He's, you know, the Russell Westbrook to the Kevin Durant.
Okay.
He's the Dwayne Wade to the LeBron James. And to me, for this Bulls team, the way they're structured, Jimmy Butler will always be the number two to Derek's number one. If the Bulls are ever going to be a championship, it's not because of Jimmy. We've seen what they do with just Jimmy. They don't get there. Derek has to be back. He has to be the old MVP or close to it. Derrick Rose has to excel for this Bulls team to win a championship, and Jimmy has to do what he's doing to contribute. And Derek doesn't just have to score. He has to find other ways to contribute on offense, defense, passing the ball, scoring. But Jimmy's not the guy. I don't think he'll ever be the guy. He's always like the number two superstar on a team.
Okay, the Chicago Bulls are obviously playing a whole lot better. Have they really now adapted and bought into Fred Hoiberg's system? I mean, are they believers? Because it seems like the fans, Joe, like they're a little bit hesitant.
It's a transition period. I think that's, you know, it's in the NBA when you bring in a new offense and you change completely styles. You go from a guy who's going to yell and scream and just force defense down your throat in Tom Thibodeau to Fred Hoiberg, who's very much more relaxed. And even just in the way they dress and how he acts on the bench, it's so different than what Tibbs did in Chicago. And I think the Bulls, it seems like they are buying into it finally. And it's not just that they're buying into it. I think they get it mentally. I think it takes time to really learn what you're doing as a team. You can't forget Derrick Rose missed preseason. I think that does contribute to what this team is doing. When you have a new point guard in, not running the same offense, Kirk Heinrich has missed time. Aaron Brooks has missed time. Mike Dunleavy has missed time. I mean, this team is like, they can never stay healthy ever. And I think it just is taking, you know, 30-some games into the season for them to really kind of understand the offense and what Hoiberg wants to do going forward.
Okay, so does Derrick Rose, does he need to perform at an All-Star, an MVP level in order to leapfrog the Cleveland Cavaliers?
No, I don't think Derrick needs to. Derrick needs to show that he's capable of. You know, the other night you saw Derrick slashing to the basket, going the up and he did an up and under, which I haven't seen him do in years. It was beautiful. He came from the baseline, went under the hoop, threw the ball up behind his head, and it went in. It was gorgeous. If Derrick can show that he can do stuff like that again, he becomes a threat to the entire league like you've never seen before again. And that's why I think they're really special going forward. If Derrick, he doesn't have to put up the numbers, he just has to show that he has the ability to go to the hole, to make the jump shots and do that.
Okay, Joe George with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, co-host of Nothing But Net. Tell all of our listeners across the country where they can check you out.
Yeah, it's every Thursday, 8 to 10 Eastern Time, streamysr.com. Troy and I will be with you as well. Troy's on with Game Night with Matt Perrault on Wednesday nights. He's on Prime Cut on Thursdays as well, doing interviews, talking hoops with those guys.
Okay, great to have you drop by. Thank you.
It's always fun.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio, Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.